This is the House of Hockey podcast,
where we talk about the game and the lifestyle.
We've got opinions as hockey fans, friends, and from the female perspective.
Welcome to our house. Welcome to the House of Hockey podcast, episode 164. I'm one of your hosts, Breezy.
And I'm your other host, Ray Ray. Thanksgiving happened.
Yeah, it did. What'd you do for Thanksgiving?
We just did something at home small. We cook a ham because, you know, Aunt Toni doesn't eat bird because she's afraid of them. Mm-hmm. And we picked out our Christmas tree. We decorated it. We put it up. It fell down. Aunt Toni and I laughed. We only lost a couple ornaments. I crazy glued the few that I could back together. Yeah, it's been really quiet. What'd you do? You worked the whole time, didn't you?
Well, I didn't work on Thanksgiving. Well, technically, I got off at like 1:30 in the morning on Thanksgiving. So I was cool. Like, so I didn't work on Thanksgiving. I worked Friday after. I did nothing, really. I had the house to myself, so I did everything I could possibly do, which was just sit on the couch with mate. I made chimichurri steak tacos because I love steak. And if I'm home alone, I'm going to make that because I don't really like Thanksgiving dinner, to be honest. I was talking to somebody and they said that they made a whipped pecan pie.
Is it pecan? I don't know what that means. Pecan?
I don't know either. That it seems a little, like, seems really good. I mean, whipped? Like, whipped cream cheese is way better than just cream cheese. So, like.
Totally. Totally way better.
And whipped cream is way better than Cool Whip. Wait, no, that's the same thing. Never mind. Cool Whip is better. Cool Whip tastes better than whipped cream to me. I don't know why I said that. It's literally equivalent. They just taste different.
Yeah, they're, I think, slightly different. Like, freshly whipped cream is really good.
Yeah, it is really good.
And I don't know if it's pecan or pecan. I think I say, or pecan. What do I say?
I think I say pecan.
Pecan.
Pecan. Pecan pie. Pecan pie? No, it's pecan pie. But you eat pecans.
Know. There you go. We'll go with that. Oh, boy. Why don't we start with some other hockey-related things? There's nothing food-related I have on my list, but I do have a topic on here that's holiday-related. Is, you know, a lot of people don't have a lovely holiday. For many different reasons. On Thanksgiving especially, there's usually lots of arguing and stress. And somebody who I think could use a little bit of anger management is Jacob Trubub? Oh. Jacob Trubub of the New York Rangers.
Little bubby. Just, call just a little
Did
bubby.
You see? He like two-handed whacked Trent Frederick in the head. When they played the Bruins, he's a forward there. He was so mad, Truba, that like he did like a full on baseball over the body, like straight up whack on the head.
What
and
the hell?
He's had anger issues, I think, in the past. I think I've seen him on
the
bench.
He has. Yeah, it's a well known thing with him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he's not, but I don't think he falls under the like dirty hockey player. He's just straight up angry. Like
I think people would argue that he's a dirty player. People will argue that he's a headhunter.
Okay.
Yes.
He could be a headhunter, but like he is not like dirty in that like he's trying to be sneaky about it. He's straight up obvious, like, I'm going to fuck you up. And I'm real mad and I don't care. I'm going to take the penalty. But I feel like dirty players are a little more like sneaky and they try to get away with stuff and miss penalty calls. Like
Corey Perry, who's out, and it's so awesome. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
We can talk about it right now. I don't even know what's going on. I'm down two of my three new veteran players who are supposed to be guiding Connor Bedard and our young core to the future. He's been relieved indefinitely due to personal family reasons or something. Nobody knows what's going on. he seemed perfectly fine over the last, like, when he was playing. Now he's just poof gone. Tyler Hall. Who's Tyler Taylor? Hall? Who's Jacob Bubbub? Taylor Hall out, season ending surgery to his knee. I'm left with Foligno. Trusty Foligno.
Trusty I need you, Foligno. Boy. He is a solid rock. He is the knight in shining armor.
I need him to stay strong. We've had some pretty exciting games, though. I mean, I know we're last in our division, and I don't expect it to be any different. But it's been exciting to watch these players develop and not just play like total crap. So I'm, you know, happy about that. But I don't know what's going on with Perry. And the comments, I saw the funniest comment. Someone said, on a scale of 1 to Lucic, how bad is it?
Oh, well, yikes.
Maybe that's not funny. Look, I laughed. We were talking before we started about how nothing makes me laugh anymore. I've lost my funny bone. It's been a long time, guys. Like, genuine, like, true funny joy, like, laughter. I don't really get a lot of anymore. And
this is so depressing. Like, what is wrong with you?
I don't know. I don't
She
know.
Didn't even laugh at my dad jokes. Who doesn't laugh at dad jokes?
I was like, oh yeah, that's good.
A salmon named Salmantha? That's funny. It's not funny to you because you're like, that's funny.
That's funny.
That's you like being friendly but not touching me.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
So you are your role now from last week. And you need to snap out of it because I don't like that. I don't like that role.
Guess what? I didn't get that job unless they finished casting.
Well, it's a good thing. It's a good thing, but you need to snap out of it.
Snap out of it. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, sorry. So it's not funny that Lucic is accused of abusing his wife. Obviously, I just thought that the comment
No, the comment is funny because it's like, that's real bad.
That's real bad. I don't think Corey Perry.
Yeah, I don't think Corey Perry did that.
I don't either.
Because he's a little bitch anyway, and he wouldn't even hit somebody on the ice because it's yeah. Now that's getting dark.
Okay.
And he laughed.
Okay, we figured it out. I just like dark humor. That's
yes, dark humor.
Where I'm at right now, folks. Hopefully it'll change.
I have a lot of dark humor. I will tell you off air because I don't need people to know that side of me.
Oh, okay. It's fine for me. All right. No problem.
No, we both like dark humor. That's fine. I'm just not going to openly say the things.
Okay. That's okay.
Yeah. But, that's fair.
Yeah. So pray for Foligno's health. That's what I'm thankful for this Thanksgiving. Thank Foligno.
I'm thankful for you, even though you don't laugh.
I'm thankful for you too. Like, that goes without being said.
Yeah,
like,
that goes. That's an unspoken rule.
Duh. But your Kings are still hot on the road, man.
God, they're so hot. And Trevor freaking Moore. That guy. That guy,
local,
he is my
right?
hunk of the next like 3 weeks. I feel like I need to do it because he's a hometown boy. He just gets it done. That one goal, his second goal last night or whatever, whenever this episode comes out, I don't even know. His second goal on Saturday night where he just like flipped it and it just like, he just flipped it and it just hit the goalie pad and went in. Like, hello. He's that good. And he's just
young guys.
He's just like, yeah.
The way they think differently about the game when they're on the ice with like, oh, I don't have to try to get it in the corner over the goalie's shoulder. Mm. I could just tap it just a little, like a golf putter. Yeah.
Just tap it in. I mean, they had wraparound goals. They had just beautiful goals. They're just so good. They're on fire. The little dance, I don't even know. And Mikey, I'm going to shout him out again. He's going to be so excited. But his little trivias, I got to give it to him. He's doing such a good job. The Kings are doing such a good job.
Yeah, he does Trivia Tuesdays or Thursdays on Instagram.
Oh God, Trivia Tuesdays. I think
on Instagram.
My days are so mixed up.
I know, I don't know. It's one of the T days of the week, and he hosts it, and he's so great. And I actually knew almost all the answers to one of the trivias. And he's like, "You are secretly a Kings fan." I'm like, "No, I just spent a lot of time in LA going to Kings games because that was my only option for 7 years." So that's that. Okay, I had a thought as I was trying to fall asleep last night.
Oh gosh, okay.
I've decided that the Toronto Maple Leafs are the equivalent of the Dallas Cowboys in the NFL. All the money, all the hype, America's team. The Leafs are the Canadian team, the team of the league. Everybody's like the Leafs. They have the same colors. They have the lack of championships. They've got all these star players, these top of the line arenas, tickets you can't afford to buy going to the game. They're the same. That's what they are. And I was like, oh, that's how I can make sense of the Leafs in my head now. Do you agree that they are like the Dallas Cowboys of the NFL, of the NHL, whatever? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that pretty much sums it up.
Yeah.
And everyone just talks crap about them the entire time. We posted that video on, I don't even know what platform it was on, about the mismatched helmets. Oh, yeah. And someone had commented, "Leafs fans are the worst. They just complain about everything." It's like, we weren't even that. That, what? It was just a comment. It was just a statement that was being made. Like, would you? I mean, I am a Leafs fan. Don't get me wrong. But like, I don't think I complained. Did I complain?
No.
Am I one of those?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
That's all I need.
I complain about the Leafs, and I'm not a Leafs
fan. You do. You do complain about the Leafs. But you're not a fan. Everyone complains about the Leafs, and you don't even have to be a fan.
This is true. Plus, the guy didn't even look at watch the video, whatever. Read, look, or watch it.
No. anybody who comments something like that, they don't watch. They just see something and they're like, this is what I'm just gonna write.
I decided to just take a little glance at the standings today just to
see what's happening. Let's take a peek at that.
Suddenly the Philadelphia Flyers are playing really well. Like, they're second in their division.
They are. And oh God, the Devils are really bad.
The Devils are real far down in the Metro.
What the hell?
Yeah.
That's shocking.
I know, but they're like,
I feel like that just ruined my day.
Yeah, but they're nine. I mean, that's not, I don't know. I guess that's pretty bad.
Oh my God.
Did you just say, oh my God?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I'm so shocked by these things. I'm just like scrolling. I'm like, oh my God.
I know. The Rangers are, I think, in the top. Bruins, Panthers, Lightning. The Lightning are dominating. Their team players are dominating.
Who cares about the Lightning?
A Lightning.
The
fans.
Detroit Red Wings. All right. They're still doing something.
Yep. And then over in the Central, you got the Avs. Ugh. The Winnipeg is up there in the top with the Stars and the Blues, and the Coyotes have actually been playing pretty well, which is surprising. Their goalie had a shutout.
You know, Coyotes, do I have to be a Coyotes fan now that I live in Arizona?
Negative.
Okay.
Negative. I lived in LA and I was never a
Kings
fan.
But that's you. And you like to just stay glass half empty all the time. Me,
well,
I seek excitement.
You do. But you could also claim Vegas as your team.
No.
If you live in Nevada.
No.
See?
I don't live in Nevada, first of all. You said Nevada? It's Nevada.
Whatever. Tomato, tomato, pecan, pecan.
No.
Tyler,
no.
Taylor,
no. Hall, blah, blah, blah. No. That is, nope. never going to be a Vegas fan. It's Nevada, not Nevada. Although I don't know what it's, is it Colorado or Colorado? It's Colorado.
Colorado?
Colorado? Colorado, Colorado.
Depends that's, where you put the emphasis.
That's a, whatever. Never a Vegas fan. But the Coyotes logo is pretty sick. And I love Sean Jersey.
That's fine.
To be continued.
I'm not going to get into an argument with you about that. But you are a little more like me than you think. Because if you actually lived in this state in which the Vegas team plays, you would not become a fan just because you lived there. Just like... I never became a fan of any team in which I lived. State in which, or city in which I lived. Anyway.
Makes sense.
Vegas, Kings, Canucks, Kraken. Oilers are way down in the bottom. No change there. We'll see how that plays out. But it was really...
The Sharks only have 10 points on the entire season?
I know.
Yikes.
I know. It's really bad.
They've lost 15 games, and they've only won 4?
That's just about as bad. My Blackhawks only have 12 points. So, you know.
That's all of Connor Bedard's goals, just 12.
Mostly.
Mostly, kidding. Yes. I'm kidding. I kid.
It's facts, and that's okay. I'm very comfortable with my team and where we're at right now. Somebody else that I had a bone to pick with, but now he's making his way onto my good side again for temporary, is Marc-Andre Fleury of the Minnesota Wild. This is also problematic what he did, but maybe it'll work out to our into the favor of the league. But what happened was Marc-Andre Fleury decided to wear his Native American heritage mask during warmups over the weekend, which of course is now against the league rules, showing support for any of these things with custom jerseys and custom helmets, right? Like for the Knights, like the sponsored Knights of the teams. Mm-hmm. And they threatened to fine Flower, of course, $5,000. And then the league decided to really threaten the entire organization. But he went out and he wore it and he gave him the middle fingers. And I think it's the right thing to do. I don't know why Native American Night and Heritage Night is problematic to show support for and those kinds of things. And I was reading somebody online posted something about how like they should just have like one night across the whole league where any team can show support for any of the causes that mean something to them in warmups with like a custom kit, and then they auction it off for the charity of their choice. But of course, you still have to put parameters on that. Because, like, you
can't. Okay, I got something to say here. The league is going to be the league, right? But if you're going to. Okay. They do realize they're working with professional athletes here that make, like, millions of dollars a year. Or, right. I mean, you know what I mean.
They make a lot of money.
You really think threatening them with, like, $5,000? Is really going to break the bank for it. Like, it's going to be like, oh no, I'm going to lose $5,000. I mean, for you and I, that's a big deal. But for them, it's not a big deal. But do you think it's like reverse psychology where it's like the league doesn't want to piss anybody off? So they're going to like, oh no, you can't do this. It's going to be a fine of $5,000. And it's like, it's only $5,000, like to them, like whatever. And it's like, but it's a fine. Like, we're doing our part to, like, do a fine. And then the players are like, well, I'll just pay the fine. Like, whatever. Like, right. I'll still do it. I think it's one of those things where it's like, does the league really care? Or do they just pretend to care because they have such little fines? Like, doesn't like the NFL do, like, $100,000 fine? Like, that's okay. Okay, I would probably rethink my decisions on that. But $5,000?
I agree with you. I think the league really needs to figure this out, because if they go back again on their word, right, they remove specialty tape from sticks now, and they remove all these specialty nights with warm-up jerseys and helmets. Now they're like, oh, no, just kidding. You can wear whatever tape you want. because of all of the backlash. Okay, so Flurry is trying to follow that maybe, and he's also just Flurry and he believes in what he believes, so he's going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but that, like, the problem is then you get into the, like, now who is deciding the morals of what is okay and what is not okay? And that's in wherein lies our big issue with all of this, because some people don't agree with different things because of whatever reasons, but
mm-hmm.
like, now this is just a mess. It's just a mess. Oh, this is just a mess. They need to figure it out is really what I feel, is like the league has to figure this out, because this kind of thing where you're now having big stars like Flurry turning against the league, this is not helpful. Like, this mm-hmm. is not, we don't need mm-hmm. this kind of chaos happening, like, as a whole for the sport, because then it just brings different attention. And
yeah,
anyway, I agree with you on your thoughts on what the league is doing, but
thank you.
I think I support Native American heritage. So there you go.
There you go.
I support Flurry. A lot of people support the Winter Classic jerseys for the Seattle Kraken and the Golden Knights.
I'm pulling up the Knights one right now. I saw the Kraken one. Yeah, I was like, I got to get my hands on one of those. Oh.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
But a lot of people had that reaction about Vegas. Everybody loved the Kraken jersey. It's definitely spot on. Of course, these are new teams, so there's no, like, throwback or cool stuff. They have to come up with something new. I like the Vegas jersey. I like the big V and the S. And, like, I like it. I don't have any issues with it.
I kind of like the Vegas one, though. Like, it's pretty clean looking.
Yeah, but it's going to be a little hard to watch on the ice, though, outside.
Yeah.
Because
the Kraken one is just so sick. It is so good. Yes. I got to get one of those.
There we go again. You're supporting some random team somewhere that you don't even follow.
Okay. Was I not the hockey influencer to Alma about the Seattle Kraken?
You were. You were. You did buy a Seattle. She's so mad at me. You did buy a Seattle hat, though. When they
And came, I have like... a jersey. I already have one. I bought it when they first became a team.
So, like, when do you wear that jersey, though?
Whenever I want.
Okay, give me
maybe I'll wear it today. Maybe I'll wear it today. I don't know.
Okay. I've never seen you wear it. I've never seen you wear a Toffoli's Canadiens jersey. I've never seen you wear...
Well, my friend Francisco took my Canadiens jersey. We had a jersey day at work one day, and then he was going to wear my Rangers jersey. And then...
No.
And then I said, that's what I want to wear. So then he grabbed my Canadiens jersey. I sent you the videos, didn't I? He was walking like the catwalk.
Oh, you did. Oh, yeah, you did.
So then he's like, can I buy the jersey off of you? And I was like, well, why? And he goes, because I love it. Like, it's really cool. And I was like, but it's my Toffoli jersey. And he goes, but I really like it. Like, I'll buy it off of you. And I'm like, he still has it. He still has it.
Okay. But, so he stole it.
He stole it for right now, but I'm probably going to get it back.
Okay.
I probably need to ask him for that back.
Yeah, I don't think I would sell my Patrick Kane jersey. I probably need to order a cheese one too, just for, you know.
But it was like a Canadiens jersey, so it's like, it's not like my Kings like Toffoli jersey.
Well, right, you can't. You would not sell that. I wouldn't even let someone borrow that.
No, I mean, it's framed, so they can't right now, but like...
Okay, wait.
I do have more. I do have multiple Toffoli jerseys that are not framed.
He's played for a few teams these days. You got to get a Devils one. Are you going to get a Devils one?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. Like, if they had like a cool one that came out, maybe. But like, I feel like the Canadiens one was like the white one. I really like the white Canadiens jersey. Yeah. And then I was going to get the Flames jersey, but then I got a Matthew Tkachuk one, and then he got traded like 2 days later. And then I was like, well, I'm not getting a Florida Panthers one. It's just not cool enough for me.
have another topic about jerseys to bring up with you. It's actually an update, and I think I need to revise my reaction to the PWHL when they announced the jerseys and how they just had the city's name on them. Here is why I think that's what they only started with. Because
Temporary
I,
jerseys.
yep, temps. Because they have
Temps.
not officially decided on the names of the teams.
Oh, that makes so much sense.
And I was like, oh, okay, I need to. Whew, sorry, guys, sorry, ladies. I jumped the gun here with my reaction, but they are still trying to figure out names because the fans did not like the names, which were Wicked. First of all, let's go Wicked. No, try again. Fail, scratch that. Echo, nope. Torch, sound superior. I don't, an alert. I don't like any of these team names
No, those are
whatsoever.
absolutely terrible. I think we can come up with cool names off the top of
Don't
your
put me
head.
on the. Well, some of the other options were the Toronto Dynasty or the Toronto Reign. Not great. Like, I don't know why they're trying to be like so modern instead of just sticking to like that classic sort of like team sports, like super athletic names. I don't know why this is what they're doing, but I don't think that's what the fan base wants. But I hate all of the names that were initially put out there. Like, look, when you, I don't think there was a single person who didn't like the Kraken, Seattle Kraken. Like it was the perfect name for the team. It was perfect. Period, end of story. It's the perfect name for that team, that city. Like everybody was on board except for maybe like 5% of the fan base. But these names are really not working for me.
You know,
Let's
can we
see.
revisit this next week and I will give you
Yeah.
what I think the team should be named?
Yes, I'll come up with a list too.
Okay.
Positive of this is
Yeah.
that the league is listening to the fan base and they are really taking this seriously and revisiting the names. So that is cool. Business operations, Amy, share. We're here to help. If you need any feedback, hit us up. We'll let you know what we think.
I'll name the teams.
Something, yeah. I don't think we should have that much power. We shouldn't have that much power.
Oh no, I should have too much power. I'll take it. That's a
Okay.
good responsibility for me. I feel like I could handle that.
Oh, okay. You're gonna handle all the backlash when people hate the name of the team that you pick?
Yeah, 'cause they're not gonna hate it, 'cause I'm good at that.
Oh, glass half full. Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm really
Glass half empty. I'm like, I don't want to deal with. I don't want to be the person that's hated for picking the wrong name.
No, they won't hate me.
College. They won't hate you. College hockey. This is our highlight of the week instead of an AHL or ECHL because I saw this and I thought this was phenomenal. And I wish that more college hockey did this. And I think this could be really good for the sport of hockey. It's club hockey to begin with, but Charlotte and Appalachian State's club hockey teams hosted an outdoor game in North Carolina. First of all, it's not even that cold yet, and they were able to execute an outdoor game with outdoor ice in North Carolina. It's warm there, folks.
And they were having
4,200
issues
people.
for they were having issues for the stadium series, keeping the ice
Right.
cold. And here, club hockey, got it.
Nailed it.
Doing
I
good
mean, I
things.
can't speak to the quality of the ice because I didn't look into it that far, but
And we don't really know the
4,000.
quality of ice, let's be real.
It's club hockey, but still, 4,000 fans came to this outdoor game. I
Pretty
love
big.
this for college hockey.
Yeah,
This is great. This
that
needs
is
to
great.
happen at more colleges that have teams like this and the opportunity to play outside. Like, let's go up against that football nonsense in college and let's bring some attention to college hockey. I think this is
Yeah,
great.
that is great.
I was like, hell yeah. Charlotte and Appalachian State Club Hockey. Shout out.
Yeah.
House of Hockey bump for you, hopefully. So, Social media viral video pic of the week. William and Alex Nylander.
That was a good one. Did you also see him on the talk show? Like the Swiss, like, or Swede?
Yes.
Swede. That was so awkward. That was so awkward.
Mm-hmm.
But the really funny. Was hitting,
she was hitting on him so hard.
And he's like, there's other teammates here that...
Yeah, William was like, there's like some other really good looking people. Wasn't he shirtless? Or he was wearing like a tank top?
Yeah, he was wearing a tank top.
Okay.
Yeah.
My mind. I don't know that I like his fashion sense, but either way, the picture of the two brothers before the Leafs-Pens game was great, mostly because it was the reaction afterwards. Of course, they met at the Red Line and William shoved Alex off of him after. And that's the kind of behavior we should have when we face each other. Friends, teammates, whatever. We need to have some angst after a moment of happiness if that is what we're doing.
Yeah, agreed.
Okay. Who's your hunk of the week for the next 3 weeks again?
Trevor Moore.
Trevor Moore?
Mm-hmm. Trevor Moore, for sure.
Okay. Mine is Big Buff, Bufflin.
Oh, okay.
Retired player, former Blackhawk, played for a bunch of other teams. He's now a professional fisherman.
Oh.
Like, he competes professionally as a pro sports fisherman. Am I even saying that right? I don't know the correct lingo.
I don't know, but that aligns perfectly with my dad jokes that I told you about, and then you didn't even laugh.
I don't know how him being a fisherman is a dad joke, though.
Because, well, no, before when I was telling you the fish,
oh, the
you know,
fish jokes.
And like a pike is short for Pikel, and a perch is short for Patricia.
Yep. Well, Dustin Bufflin is a competitive fisherman now. I love this for him. Yep. He's so happy. He's found a new post-hockey
career. I feel like if you're not going to be a golfer after, you're going to be a fisherman.
Or like a sportsman, like hunting or something like that, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
But to go pro?
You got to be good.
Like,
do you have to catch so many fish per like hour in order to go pro? Like, what makes you a pro fisherman?
Don't ask me questions I don't know the answers to, Breezy. Okay, I don't know.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Thanks for coming over to our House of Hockey podcast and hanging out with us. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And in the meantime, you can follow us on social media. Just look for House of Hockey podcast. We'll be back next week.